it's worth talking about the fact that I pay a lot of attention. I pay a lot of attention to my own happiness. And, for example, I had this up there to a print that was in the middle. I had that sitting there for me to look at. But this book I got, I used to, in Toulouse and everywhere, I would just look at it. If it got covered up, I got upset. And if I looked at this and the grays here, I don't know how to explain it. I felt like a God was in his heaven and the world was in its place. I felt like I was eating chocolate cake. I felt like the universe loved me. I felt like I wanted to kiss a baby. That's what I felt when I looked at those beautiful pieces of fruit and the gray. I had an artist friend who pointed out Cézanne's grays and Matisse's grays to me. And after that, I could see them. And I worship people who show me things that I couldn't see before. People who help me hear music that I just heard a lot of noise before. People who help me see things I didn't see before. And that's, so what I'm showing you today is very interesting. My work, yes, I'll get to that in a minute. But the things I love aren't just trivial. They aren't just trivial. I love to communicate and write, and I will do it for 10 hours until my arms hurt. But when I get up and walk away and I happen to see this, I go, oh, I just remember how happy life can be. And I really feel lucky that when I look at that, that's what happens to me. I feel that. And I came from a family that didn't know anything about classical music, and I knew it was good, so I listened to it, and I heard nothing. I just fell asleep. I heard a lot of walls of noise. I had no cynicism. If somebody said a book was good or music was good, Beethoven's good, he's good. Okay, just because I can't hear him doesn't mean he's not good. I didn't say everybody's faking and what's that bull. I said there's something there and I don't know what it is and I gotta know. And I knew I would never need it for anything. This is not a way of becoming successful or accomplished. There was no purpose in it except you're alive now. You've only got a certain amount of time, you better get to work and find out all the wonderful stuff. You can't stay ignorant till you're dead. I'm like in a big hurry to understand the mountains of Central Asia. It's like, why? Well, because right now I couldn't draw a map without from memory of what's going on with the Pamirs and the Karakorams and those places where they cry. I couldn't draw that. So what? Well, I might only live 5 or 10 years. I have to know it before then. Why? I don't know how to answer that question. It's like, why am I here? I'm grabbing all the candy I can. So I just wanted to say, it might be unusual that I spend that much time making myself happy.